This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Man, we live in a different world.
Why?
You're sitting over there. You're ordering your food for your flight today. Food? When they start serving food?
I can
like
have
recently?
A Cobb salad, tomato and burrata manicotti, a vegetable chili polenta cake, chicken bordelaise.
Whatever. What flight are you on?
Grilled chicken breast, beef melt sandwich, or tortellini. I bought the tortellini.
You must be flying one of those like that Dubai Airlines or something.
No.
Because they always, you know, serve the fancy stuff like lobster.
Oh, no. If you fly Emirates, you get a whole full menu.
Yeah. Emirates it's crazy.
It's like the, what's the menu that is so big that we have? Cheesecake Factory menu. Yeah.
On Emirates?
Yeah, on Emirates.
Have you ever can order anything you want?
Anything, all the time, all day long.
All I get's pretzels and peanuts.
No, but have you ever seen the documentary about Emirates?
No.
Oh, my God. What they have to have stored for their passengers, it's insane. Because they're like champagne list and their wine list and the caviar and all that stuff. It's nuts.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, it is nuts.
I want to go. I want to go. So you're going out to California today to see your kids. You're flying out there. What is it, Halloween weekend or something for the kids?
Parents weekend.
Dad's going too?
Yeah, but not with me. He's going tomorrow. Right. He's leaving tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's staying at a different hotel. But so have you guys ever reserved a place in line at DIA?
No.
Because it gives me that option, but I'm afraid.
I didn't know you could.
Yeah,
they have that fast pass or whatever they call it.
Yeah, but they just started this new thing where you can reserve.
How do you reserve a space in line?
I don't know. I've never done it, and I'm scared.
Like on the bridge gate, I remember they started doing that. I think it was last year they started doing that.
Well, what do they do?
People seem to love it.
X on the floor with your name on it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's
so you reserve a certain time slot when you go or whatever time you're going to be there, and then it's just a reservation system.
I know, but I'm with him. Like, how do they know where you are in the line? Like, do they put your name on a piece, like you said?
I'm sure it's a separate line.
Yeah.
That you go into.
It just seems... I hate new stuff like this. Because now I'm like, I'm not going to reserve... And you haven't done it either. None of us have done it. Because like, it's so scary. Yeah. It's scary.
Man, oh man. Eating fancy food on a flight.
Oh, I use miles. Listen, I'm a mileage whore. So listen.
No. I'm not saying that. It doesn't matter, you know, one way or the other, if paying for it or miles or whatever. I'm not saying it in that vein. It's just like, man, I wish they would have meals on flights for every flight, you know, for everybody.
Yeah. But I keep trying to tell you to get a credit card that has miles.
I can't get a credit card.
I mean, even Spadilla has a Southwest credit card, so he gets miles.
I sent you a referral, too, for the Southwest card.
Yeah.
No, I'm not falling for your
referral.
It's
because he wants the miles.
Yeah, he wants the miles. I'm not giving you miles.
So if you do a referral and somebody takes the bait, it's like 25,000 miles.
Oh, you just said it, the bait. See, I knew it was a scam.
Well, you might as well give him the miles if you're going to sign up for one.
Yeah, if you're going to get it anyway.
No, I'm going to protect my miles. I'll pick me a winner.
Why don't you guys split them? He can send you, like, he's going to get 25,000 miles if you sign up.
So
for that
the mileage
card.
Is 25,000, right?
Okay.
All right, here's the deal. All right, I'll give you 5,000 miles.
Okay.
You give me 20.
You get 50,000 just for signing up.
Whoa.
50. Okay. All right.
Now you're 70.
I'll give you 10.
Okay.
And I get 40.
Okay.
You send them back to me.
I get 25,000. You get 50,000 just for signing up.
Yeah.
As soon as you spend $300, they credit your account with 50,000 miles.
And they approved you?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
So that sounds like a good deal.
Well, surely. Yeah. Surely I could get approved if you got approved.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, you're never going to get a meal on that flight, but...
No. They got those brownie bites, though. They're real good.
The brownie bites.
Yeah. Southwest, you have to brown bag it, man.
Yeah. But I do love Southwest, I tell you. I feel like it's still, like, it's the cheapest one, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if I didn't have to use all these miles, but it's the cheapest one, and they make it so easy.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, I've never taken a flight where I need to eat. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, because they bring out a full tray. You got the utensils that are wrapped up in the napkin. You know, I mean, it's almost like being at Elway's, you know? But I don't really have a need for that on a flight.
Yeah. Well, it is nice if you do it. I'm not going to lie.
Look, I'm just trying to downplay it. Like, keep your stinking meal. What are you eating today?
Tortellini.
What exactly is that?
Tortellini
is pasta.
It's a little pasta, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds pasta.
And then I have some kind of apple tart for dessert.
Ooh.
Dessert?
She gets dessert, yeah.
What? You get an apple tart dessert? What time's the feet rub? I'm sure you get one of those too.
Oh my God. Listen.
They give you a hot towel, don't they?
Yeah, they
do. You get the hot towel?
Yeah, you get the hot towel.
Oh, I like the hot towel.
And then they take it away with tongs.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
they're afraid to touch your hot towel.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it after you wiped off your hands. Yeah,
I'd touch yours. I wouldn't touch Padilla's, though. I wouldn't touch your hot towel.
Listen, there's all kinds of like secrets. Like if you go through United and shop on United, you get like 5 miles for every dollar you spend. Like
really?
Instead of going through Amazon. And you could also like put, anyway, there's a lot of tricks.
Yeah,
so follow the points guy. He's called the points guy. Everybody should follow him because he has all the tricks to all the credit cards.
What's he on?
He's everything.
All over social media.
Yeah, so he's called the points guy. The points guy.
Really?
Yeah, he'll give you every secret where you can be like me and get 500,000 miles.
Man.
Yeah.
I've been missing out.
You have. I've been telling you for years.
Yeah, I got to start with just being able to get a credit card, first of all. I got to go step one.
That is the first step, yeah.
I got to go step one. Spadil said I can get one with Southwest. And how much was the interest again? 39%. That ain't bad, right?
24 when I got it.
44?
24.
Oh, 24. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought you told me 44.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a bargain.
That is.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Happy Halloween. Going to be around 58 degrees today. Not bad for trick-or-treating, though. Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Listen up, learned.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can hear us there. Get the podcast. I strongly suggest, if you don't listen to the entire show, go get the podcast. Hear it all. 4 hours worth right there on the Odyssey app. Halloween tonight, trick-or-treating time. We got to get out early. I think Frog and I are going about 3.
Listen, I'm pissed off at you, and I'm allowed to be.
Really?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Because usually you're a great dad, but today, not so much.
I am a great dad, Jamie. That is quite an insult you threw my way.
I said you're usually, but not today.
I feel like I'm a great dad today. All right, let me explain. All right, let me say this, okay? I'm taking a 6-year-old dressed as Jesus around the neighborhood, okay, to get candy from...
Okay, keep going.
I'm like one of his disciples. Okay?
Yeah.
We're walking around the neighborhood. We're picking up candy. And
Lisa
then we're
going
to go back home. Huh?
Is Lisa Mary?
I'm Joseph.
All right, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
He's not going as Jesus. That was for church.
Yeah.
I still find that weird. But no, what? We're huggy-wuggy tonight.
Yeah.
We're huggy-wuggy.
Okay.
So we're going to go trick-or-treating tonight, and then we'll go home and look at the candy.
No. That's not how it went. You can tell the
that's
story.
Exactly no. The we have to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
No.
This is how it went down. So we're sitting in here, Carson and I and BJ. Schmidl's in the other room because we keep him in there because he's stinky. Anyway.
He smells like an old candy bowl. Yeah. Sorry, but then we're just joking with you, buddy. Just joking. You spell fine today. I sniffed you twice.
We've had too much Halloween candy.
Yeah, I've already sniffed you. You're good today.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so BJ's like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to tell my wife this, but we're going to do trick-or-treating early. And I go, why? And you're like, well, I got to be in my recliner by 6. And I go, what for?
Yeah.
Oh, there's football. Thursday night football, Jamie. There's Thursday night football. He won't know. Well, I'm just like, hey, let's go trick-or-treating at 4.
No, Jamie, you're letting the cat out of the bag. She might be listening right now. Listen. Here's my game plan. Is to get it to go early. And, you know, you got to get there before they run out of candy.
Do not go at 4 kinds o'clock. Of no one is ready to give out candy at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. I would be
when
mad.
It's still light outside.
I would be mad if somebody showed up at my door
at
4.
Like, what are you doing?
It's getting dusk at 4 o'clock.
No, it does not.
4 o'clock's a fine time to go trick-or-treating.
No. I feel like 5 is like the start.
The 5's good. I can be at home by 6:15. No. That's the kickoff. 5's good.
Who's playing?
Houston and the Jets.
Yeah, two terrible teams.
Why do you care about them?
Houston's good, but the Jets are awful.
Who cares?
But who cares about them?
I got 60 good reasons.
Oh. There it is.
It's called FanDuel, okay?
All right? So gambling is
60
more
good reasons.
So gambling is more important than your son.
Jesus might hear this. He's in the car right now.
I mean, listen, there's only so many Halloweens you're going to get, and you're going to miss it when it's gone. Isn't that a country song?
I'm
going to miss this.
No, I'm not going to miss Halloween if I get out there at 5. I'm going to catch Halloween. Not only that.
The blow-ups aren't even going to be blown up yet.
Carson, exactly. Listen. Good point.
Carson, listen.
He's right.
If I go out at 5 and we get home by 5:45, okay?
Oh, my God.
Football comes on at 6:50.
Why would you only go for 45 minutes?
Seriously.
Because we have a game to watch. Plus, we're back at home. Frog can pass out candy. We make a lot of kids happy. If I get back home by 6:15, I'm going to make so many children happy. You won't believe it. I mean, just unbelievable. Because I put that bowl out front, turn off the light, boom. Kids are so happy.
I'm making
one kid will be happy because that whoever gets to it first
is dumping the
entire
whole thing.
I'm making the Halloween for a lot of children, folks. Yep.
I cannot believe you put more emphasis on your freaking stupid Aaron Rodgers than your own child. My God, something's twisted with you.
This could be the last year we see Aaron Rodgers. You know, that's
this
another good reason to be watching. Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my wife's calling. You know what? Oh, no.
She's gone.
Take it on.
Answer it.
Okay.
Right.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
What?
Why are you late for work? Do what'd you say?
It's not happening.
Cat's out of the bag.
That's not cool.
Oh, my.
Hey, no.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, then you can tell him I'm not going trick-or-treating.
Oh.
We got to go. I'm out of time, honey.
Wow.
We'll discuss this some other time. Okay.
Tell her you love her.
I love you. Hi, Frog. Right.
Nothing.
We'll see you later.
Hello?
Bye.
Oh, you're sleeping outside tonight.
You might want to get a hotel room.
It's not funny, Jamie.
Yeah, kind of.
You're going to be out until 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, yeah, I am. You are totally not going to see that game.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Way to go, folks. You ruined it for PJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I'm reading some of the Texanado here. It looks like we cleared all that up for him. Yeah, everybody's now right on the right path here to vote, God. Right?
This is so complicated. And like, there's a Krista and a Christy, and I don't know who they are. And they're the only two people running for something. Yeah. And this is really hard. This is hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
It is.
I wish they did, in fact, have the voting for dummies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. I got something here I want to run by you. It's a survey that came out, okay?
Okay.
And it's about America's favorite holidays. They surveyed 5,000 people, I think it is, all over the country. And they put them in order, okay? The number one holiday that people love most is...
Christmas!
Bingo! Christmas.
Yep.
What's number two?
Oh, okay, this is funny.
With today being Halloween, what is number two on the survey? Survey says...
Halloween.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Schmidel?
Why?
Huh?
Fourth of July.
Oh, Fourth of July.
I forgot about that one.
I'm going to go Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Number two, Halloween.
Oh, my God. I'm a genius.
Jamie is a genius.
I mean, despite what I said about all this voting stuff, I am a genius. Yes.
A genius. Number three on the list, the 4th of July.
All right.
Number four on the list, New Year's Eve.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
I wasn't even thinking of that as like a holiday.
Yeah. I didn't either, really.
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm. All right.
And number five, Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day?
I'm kidding. Jamie jumped the gun on me with Hanukkah.
I'm sorry.
I had a punchline there.
Sorry, no.
Hanukkah!
You want to try it again? I'm sorry.
Which is funnier, Hanukkah or Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Hanukkah wasn't funny. My apologies.
No, the next one was Memorial Day.
No, it's not.
It was.
Memorial Day is your favorite holiday?
Memorial Day weekend.
Joke.
Huh?
It's got to be a joke.
No, Memorial Day.
No, it's not.
Really?
He's lying.
Oh, yeah, it's a three-day holiday. It's on a Monday.
It's not fun.
But it's their favorite as far as, cookouts, start of summer.
No, but it's
the whole deal. Pools open.
Yeah, that is sad.
That's not what Memorial Day is about.
Memorial Day is considered a holiday.
But it's not what you're saying it's about. It's not barbecuing and jumping in a pool.
No, I know what it's about. I know what it's about. It's about our military.
Let me see it.
But Memorial Day is on. I've got it written down. I just wrote them down. I just ran up and wrote them down.
Yeah.
Memorial Day was number five. Favorite holidays.
Nope.
Favorite.
Nope.
I think when you commemorate something like that you can make that a favorite.
No.
That I like that weekend because we commemorate.
No, you didn't say that. You said we barbecue and jump in the pool.
No, I'm saying that we do all that too. It's associated with it.
No, I disagree.
I didn't make this up.
Yeah. I disagree.
Christmas, Halloween. I will tell you this.
Christmas, Halloween, what was three?
Fourth of July.
Yeah. Fourth of July.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Memorial Day.
No.
Well, name one that would be above it.
St. Patrick's Day.
That was mine.
No. St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
St. Patrick's Day's not there.
I think you just made stuff up.
No. Well, not in the top five, I'm saying. It's there somewhere. Thanksgiving.
Cinco de Mayo? That's got to be up there.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
No, I mean, but think about it. You got Labor Day. Who cares about Labor Day? All right.
I love Labor Day.
All right. So Labor Day.
You got
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's all about turkey. Okay. I think Thanksgiving might have been number six.
Not at your house. It's about tacos.
I'm just saying, guys, name something. People that take pride in Memorial Day. Memorial Day, I think, fits. I do.
I feel like it's just more of a somber day.
I do, too. We disagree with you.
It's not me. It's a survey of 5,000 people in America.
I want to see the source. Show me the source.
Yeah.
What?
They can't find it. They must have taken it down.
Really?
Yeah. Halloween, though.
I like Easter, too.
I do like the fact that Halloween is number two, though.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people enjoy Halloween.
Spooky season.
You get a lot of great parties from it.
I love that Saint Whatever Day.
All Saints Day?
Oh, my God. It's my favorite.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, decorate. We have a big
it's
party.
It's bigger than Halloween.
You know what? We grill. We jump in the pool.
You people are ridiculous.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.